Wow. I'm waiting for people to join. Let me go to my own stream reservation. Did I link to the right one? I hope I did. If not, that is okay. I am just soaking. Hello, everyone joining and listening. I have already washed my hair, so now I'm just vibing in the bathtub. I'll probably check my notifications and my tags after I get out. Hello, Shiki. Hemklo. Hello. Hello. Don't forget, guys. I think I linked it proper, but in the replies to this Twitter space, whoa, my dogs are going crazy. In the replies to this Twitter space is a stream reservation where you can chat with me while I am getting all clean and squeaky. No, it's squeaky clean. There we go. Hello, Shiki. I won't be able to stay because I have class. That is okay. I hope you have a good class. Hello, everyone joining. Let's see, what did I do yesterday? I woke up early, like earlier than I usually wake up. And I worked and I spent time with my mom. I had to get Peacock, like the subscription for it, so that we could watch FNAF during the donut-thon. And so I kept the subscription, and she's really been enjoying it. So I've been like going into the living room and like sitting with her while she watches her shows and stuff. Yeah. I think she's been watching Yellowstone. I think I could be wrong, but she like when she finds a show, she'll like binge it and like for hours and days until it's finished, and then she'll re-binge the show she watched before, and then she'll re-binge the show that she just watched and stuff like that. So that's what she's been doing. And then yesterday I watched three scary movies. Whoa, hold on. Sorry about that. My mom needed to use the bathroom, so I had to unlock the door to let her in here. So now I'm gonna get back in my bathroom. But no, I haven't been binging any shows. Not lately, anyway. I have been rewatching like a lot of old anime, or like older, not necessarily old, but I've been rewatching some classics. Right now I'm rewatching some of the Fate anime. But like I was saying before, yesterday I watched three horror movies. I watched A Quiet Place with Ko, and then I rewatched Cloverfield. I haven't seen it in a while, and it was fun. I forgot that T.J. Miller was the camera guy. I forgot he was HUD in Cloverfield. So when he was talking, I was like losing my mind a little bit. And then after that, I watched the new VHS movie. I watched VHS 85. And I would say it has more good segments than bad segments, but there's just this one really sleeper segment of the movie. But there was a really cool tie-in between two segments, and it was really, really neat. I didn't like the VHS film that came out before this one. But I did like 85 a bit. It was pretty good. I'd say that my favorite VHS films were probably VHS 1 and VHS 2. Those had some of my favorite segments, but yeah. I think that the first and the fourth segment of VHS 85 tied together really nicely. They were pretty cool. Yeah. Hello, Shiki-chan. Today is 100 days since I met you. Min-chan, thank you. Konbanwan. Hello, dear. And hello, Michi. Love, Shiki. Hello. Hello, you guys. I'm just soaking. Because I already washed my hair and shaved my body. Now I'm just soaking and probably going to lather up. You know the drill. You know the drill. Did you use a bath bomb? No. No bath bomb. I actually don't have any right now. I need to get some. I think that could elevate my bath experience. I haven't used a bath bomb in a while. Like, a really long time. How many rubber duckies? I don't have any, unfortunately. It's just me and my water and you guys. Man. How was your Halloween, though, guys? As a reminder, you guys can chat in one of my stream reservations linked in the replies of this. But how was your Halloween? What all did you guys do? I always feel like I want to eat bath bombs. They make them smell too good. Yeah, it's like a big jawbreaker. My wife and I started the new Goosebumps. I give it a 7 out of 10. The old series is aimed towards kids, and this seems more aimed at teens. There's also an overarching plot linking to stories together. Ooh, that sounds nice. Oh, man, now I want to rewatch, like... I want to rewatch, like, childhood scary stuff. Like, more Disney Channel original, like, horror movies and Goosebumps and this other one I can't ever remember the name of. But I remember that they use, like, a copyrighted, like, doll. Like, they used a pre-existing doll. Like, they did not make a new doll for this. I don't remember if it was Canadian or American. But it was similar to Goosebumps, and it was, like, stories like that. And I remember... After I watched it, I was really scared because I watched it at my grandma's house, and my grandma had that exact same copyrighted doll. She had it in her house, and I was so scared. I was like, oh no, because I think in the show or whatever, the kid that has this doll, like, it ends up, like, taking his body, and he becomes the doll. It's kind of sad. It sounds sad. I stayed home. I didn't do anything this Halloween except hop into blah, 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 blah Halloween streams. That's a good pastime, though. Waiting on candy discounts? You're so right. My mom and I, earlier today, we went to go get food. And apparently the fair is in town. And my mom and I were contemplating going there just so we could get, like, fair junk food and bring it home. We went trick-or-treating and ate candy and then couldn't sleep. It also rained. It's a little chilly. The last 2 days, it's been like in the 50s. It's been a little chilly, which is good. That means I can wear cute clothes. Helene's kind of non-existent here, but it's a 4 day vacation from work, so it's a nice reset. Let's go, let's go. Finished Death Note? How did you like it? Is Chucky Canadian? No. If you decide on a double feature in the future, we should do the OG Blair Witch. I was actually thinking about that. I was actually thinking about that. I think it would be fun. And we can, like, back to back, I feel like people can garner, like, their opinions of both. Because I'm in the minority in that I think that the Blair Witch, like, the sequel movie that came out in 2016, I liked it better than the original. I feel like the OG Blair Witch is so boring. I think that the promotion for the original Blair Witch was really cool. Like, it was really interesting, but the actual movie was so boring for me. I live very rural, so we don't get trick-or-treating or anything unless we go to a nearby neighborhood. I see. There were a lot of streams. I watched a few of them too, in between like my movies. It was so cold. It is a little chilly. It's so cold here now. We actually started getting a bit of snow this morning. Ooh, I want to see snow again. I haven't seen snow in like 4 years. Yeah, I haven't seen snow in like 4 years. My goodness. Ooh. My mom, she came in here earlier, which is why I had to mute. And she was like, she asked like what I was doing, and I was like, I'm in a Twitter space. And she misheard me, and she's like, you're in a titter space. I was like, no. She also asked me like how hot I like my bath water, and I was like, I like it like burning. Like, I turned it up to the highest like point it can go to for my bath. I like to feel like I'm a lobster being cooked. Can you get my bag, please? I can't reach. Yeah, sure. Here. Here. Let me scrub. Hold on. Here's bath role play. Let me lather this up for you guys. Let me apply some soap for you guys. And I will rub your bags here. All right, guys. I'm gonna rub your backs. You hear that? That's me lathering you. Yeah, nice and clean. Nice and clean. Yeah, she came in the bathroom while I was bathing, because we only have one bathroom, so like if she needs to pee, I just like hop out of the bath in a towel and just unlock the door and let her pee, and then I get back into the bathtub. Because I don't like it when anyone sees me Oh, I got my phone wet. I hope that doesn't do anything bad. Hold on, I need to dry off this little phone. Ruh-roh. Oh God, it's so wet. Oh no. Oh no. Hopefully it's okay. Hopefully all is okay. Yeah. Rub-a-dub-dub. Thanks for the scrub. No problem. Most new phones? This phone I got 3 years ago. I think it's an iPhone 12. I remember this was like a few months ago. No, it was after I visited Mako, because I was using the pop socket, like the matching pop socket that I got with the Mako of the Apple Cat. And like, I guess that the pop socket, like, it was not sticking well enough, so it started sliding when I was holding it in the bathtub. And I was in a call with some friends while I was taking a bath, and one of my friends said, that the last thing she heard was me going, "Oh shit," and then she heard a big boop of the phone hitting the water, 'cause the pop socket just slid completely off. And my phone survived, nothing happened, but it was so scary. It was so scary. Too much faith. It was a relaxing time. Whew. Oh yeah, guys, I'm actually recording this space, so it'll be up after it's over. I forgot to do that in the last time we did one of these. You didn't lose your phone, did you? No. I'm holding it right now. Here's a good thigh slap for you guys. Yippee. Let's see, what else have I done today? I woke up. I actually slept in a bit, and then I got up. I spent time with my mom, and then after I spent time with my mom, we went to get food. And then I came home, I ate, and I worked. And while I was eating, I watched a video on these guys trying all of the burgers in most fast food chain restaurants to rank them. And I don't remember what ended up being number one. I think that In-N-Out was second place. I think In-N-Out was second place. Oh, it was Shake Shack. I think Shake Shack had the number one in the video. It was either Shake Shack or Steak and Shake. Something like that. But I also watched videos on these people trying all the big Cartoon Network, not Cartoon Network, Food Network, all the Food Network stars restaurants on the Vegas Strip. I watched that while I worked, and I answered customer service messages, and then what else did I do? I answered Prism work messages, got updates on projects and stuff, and then I was like, I'm stinky, so I needed to take a bath. And so now I'm here, and after I get out of the bath, I'm gonna go through my notifications and go through my tags, because I missed a lot. I missed a lot. I also needed to go through my Discord messages. Meaty thigh slabs. You really must stop encouraging them. Hey, I like to be perceived in that way, if that makes sense. I don't know. I'm perfectly fine with being looted. In fact, I wish I had more loot art. You're still working though? Yeah, I have to. I can't take actual days off. I'm just not streaming right now. Are you the kind of person to watch hour-long videos about topics you're only mildly interested? No, I actually have to be very interested or I won't watch anything. Period. Cartoon Network, Bobby Flay, same thing. I thought you said Michi thigh slaps and I did a double take. Come on, Michi! Get those thigh slaps in. Actually, if I tell you that, I feel like you'll actually send a video of yourself slapping your thighs. Green light, boys. Lewd cheeky, I will spread the gospel. You'll see some good stuff from me when you go through your tags. Le beak. I get you, but it's funny to throw ice at you. Oh, so you spray me with a spray bottle. Like, no, bad girl, bad girl. We are not the same. Oh, there's more of you here than I thought. Le ape beak. Boom, 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 boom. But I do think that I get like days off, like no work period. I think like Friday and Saturday, I think. Yeah. But right now I have stuff that I gotta do. I got stuff that I gotta do. Oh, I do have like good news though. So you guys know how like due to like the yen being so different to the dollar, like a lot of us that live outside Japan have had to like buy our own games for a long time. Well, apparently from now on we're going to be reimbursed for them. It won't be like every month, but like every few months they're going to reimburse us for games that we buy. So soon I'm getting reimbursed for like every game I've bought in the last year. So I'll have like I thank you. Finally. Yeah, yen to USD is crazy. So I'm really glad that they were able to set that up for us, because it's been, it's difficult. Yeah. I'm really glad that they set up that system. Really glad that they set up that system. So I think that I get something like 900 bucks back. Yeah, I get like 900 bucks back, so that's late epic. Yeah, the new hoodie is a one size fits all. It's like a large oversized hoodie. It does have measurements on the website, though it's a little hard to like pinpoint because it's like in Japanese, but the measurements I think are in centimeters. Yeah. Imagine all the tasty burgers you could get. Yeah. It is gonna be amazing to get back. I think I'll put most of it in savings and then buy my mom like a really nice Christmas gift with it. 'Cause I'm gonna need that money for the move. So I think I'll get my mom something really nice for Christmas with the money I get back. There are measurements? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Oh yes, guys. I have decided that since we didn't like meet the 20K like the 20K goal for the donathon, which means that the 20K goal, like what that is like not going to happen, at least not for some time. I've decided to make top three donors into top five. So five people will get the top three donators rewards. 'Cause everyone was so like kind and generous for the event. So I think that is what I'm going to do. I did like tally everything up, so I'm gonna send those top five people over to management, and hopefully we can get the ball rolling on those custom stuff that I'm gonna be doing for you guys. So yippee. All that panic. Actually, Nitro, since Meteor, I wait, no, since I think that since BSL like decided that it'd be rolled over to the next person, I think you were like right there, like you would have gotten it regardless. So yeah. No, oh my God, guys, I do not ever apologize for those kinds of things, okay? I'm not upset with anyone. We did a lot, like we made a lot. Like I'm gonna have like a really good chunk for like moving and to buy furniture and stuff. We were able to accomplish a whole lot during the donathon, so I'm really, really grateful. I don't want any of you to feel bad because we were able to do so much, you know? Yeah. Yeah. So don't feel bad. Don't apologize. Rather, I should be saying thank you very much for anything that you could provide for me during the donathon. And then you say, you're welcome. No apologies. What should be said is me saying thank you to you and you saying you're welcome, Shiki. Yeah, it was a success. I rule it as a success in my book. Yeah. And you know, like after cuts and stuff, like I'm still going to have like a sizable amount for like moving and stuff. So I'm happy. I was just happy to spend time with you guys. And of course, like I'm happy also that it was very successful, actually. In my eyes, I found it very successful. It was just a fun time. I had a really good time. I love that I was able to call in a favor and cause you some Hoyo PTSD. That was your fault. That was your fault. Oh my god. But yeah, guys, never ever apologize to me for not being able to donate a certain amount or not being able to donate at all. Because, like, I'm just happy to, like, be able to talk to you guys so often and be able to have fun and play games with you, sing for you, draw with you, talk to you, all that good stuff. I'm just excited. I'm just excited to be able to, like, have you guys, you know? Yeah. I gotta figure out all the dono goal stuff. I think when I come back to streaming, which should be next week. I am streaming this Sunday, but I'm like coming full on back into streaming next week. And I'm really, really excited. I'm really, really excited because, next weekend, I'm doing an anime DVD hand cam, and I'm going to show you guys my entire anime DVD collection. I think I have other DVDs in that box, too, but I'm really, really excited to show you guys, like, everything. Everything. It'll be a fun time. We can, like, be nostalgic together and talk about the series that we enjoy. Yeah. How much of a kickback do you get back from the hoodies? I have no idea, actually. Yeah, I'm excited for you guys to see my DVDs. And of course, that same day, so the DVD hand cam is going to be earlier in the day. It's going to be like 12 p.m. PT. And later that night, we're going to have our country music karaoke at 6 p.m. PT. And that'll be very fun. Oh, guys, also, I made my schedule for the week after next. And so the weekend of, the 18th, we're finally watching Big Mama's House. We're finally watching Big Mama's House. And that weekend, we're having, like, double watch-along night streams. So, like, Saturday, we're going to watch Big Mama's House. And then on Sunday night, we're going to watch, Act 1 of the Mandela Catalog. So, we're going to have, like, watch-alongs during those weekends, during the night streams. And have gaming and other stuff during the afternoon. Yeah! What do you think your most expensive anime DVD is? Oh, God. That's a toughie. I have no idea. Oh, you know what might be fun? We should, like, when we're going through the DVDs, we should check, like, the, like, price of them now on eBay. I think that would be sick. We tell him or keep it a secret till later. Don't tell him until I post my schedule for that week. Don't tell him until I post the schedule for that week. I guess it's time to start the Mandela catalog. Yeah, we're gonna start from it's a, so Alex Kister, yeah, whatever his name is. He has playlists for each act of the Mandela catalog, so it'll be like in chronological order, I think. So we'll start from Act One, and we'll watch all of Act One in one day. Yeah. Hi, BSL. Yeah, so that's like the plan. That's the plan. I posted my schedule for this week and next week, but I can read you guys the schedule for next week. I mean, not next week, but the week after that. So like the weekend of the 13th. The week of the 13th. On the 13th, I will be playing Faith, the Unholy Trinity. I've been seeing a lot of people play it, and I want to give it a shot. And then on November 14th, I'll be playing The Kidnap, which is the newest Chilla's game. I want to keep up to date now that like I've played through quite a few other games. And then November 15th, I'll be playing Little Goody Two Shoes. I'm really, really excited to play it. I'm very excited to play it. It looks so good. On the 16th, I'm not going to be streaming. On the 17th, I will be playing To the Moon and will be releasing my cover of Everything's All Right. And then on the 18th, I'll be playing Coffee Talk 2. And at night, we will be watching what I just mentioned. And then on the 19th, we will be playing Franbo. And then later that night, we'll be watching the Mandela catalog. Yeah. Are you visiting your dad for Thanksgiving this year? No, I have no one that can take me. I have no one that can take me to visit him during that time. Because my mom made her own plans. I was really excited to like cook a turkey for the first time, like by myself, and like have Thanksgiving with just my mom. But then she decided that she was gonna go to our new neighbor's house, and I don't know them, so I'm trying to figure out what to do for Thanksgiving. Is your own car a goal in the future? No. I can't safely drive. I think I'd definitely be a hazard on the roads. It's just not safe for me to drive. I used to drive and then I messed up really badly and I have not driven since. What I was thinking of possibly doing is I might, what I'm thinking of doing is I might, cook like a full Thanksgiving spread on stream, so that we can spend Thanksgiving together, and then when my mom comes home from the neighbor's house, then I can eat with her again at during the evening, because like Thanksgiving here, lunch starts at like 10, 11 a.m. or something like that. So while she's like at the neighbor's during the lunch part, I'll probably do a stream where I make a whole Thanksgiving spread, and then later in the evening when she comes home, we can have our own Thanksgiving meal. Yeah. When's Thanksgiving? I think it's the 23rd, November 23rd. What about biking? I like riding bikes, but like you can't bike to anywhere here. Like you can't bike to like a grocery store usually, because it's like there's not even sidewalks here, really. You can't really get anywhere without a car. Do you sing in the bath or shower? Not usually, because I feel like I can be heard better in here. Because I have really thin walls. Yeah, Thanksgiving is really close. I take you won't be baking the turkey for that long. I'm thinking of trying it. I'm thinking of trying it, but like waking up very early to start on the turkey and just making the sides on stream. I'm thinking of doing that. But I'm not sure. Even just doing that stream is 100% not confirmed because who knows? Maybe my dad will offer to come pick me up or something like that. And maybe I could spend that weekend with him. But I don't know. Nothing is like confirmed yet, but that's what I would like to do if I can. Yeah. You live in a food desert. Well, where I live, I could walk to a Piggly Wiggly, but I don't live in an area that's safe enough to walk alone in, if that makes sense. Like, I don't live in a good neighborhood. I don't live in a good neighborhood. Uber and Lyft is way too expensive. We'll get you a Glock. I don't trust myself with a gun. What's a Piggly Wiggly? It's a grocery store. It's a southern grocery store. Want me to fight somebody? I can look tough. Just hold my hand on the way to the store. You're saying words. Yeah, Uber and Lyft charge way too much. Good point. I've seen you with FPS games. You'd hit everyone but the person you're aiming at. That's so sad. I still remember during the Texas Chainsaw Massacre part of the Dota-thon where I kept like trying to hit my teammates. I just couldn't tell the difference. I visited downtown LA for one of the last cons just to see someone, and it was like a 30-minute drive, and getting out cost $80. That's Los Angeles. I haven't been back there since 2016. We've seen her trying to hit the goal in those games in the Dota-thon. Oh my God. My situational awareness sucks so bad. I would really love to like not go to Anime Expo, but I'd love to go to LA during Anime Expo so I can see all my friends. Because so many go to LA during that weekend. Like I remember I actually went to Anime Expo. Like I went to the con in 2016 when I wish I really just fucking went for like the Utaite meetup. And nothing else. And nothing else. Man, but when I went to LA for the first time in 2013, it was like close to my. Never mind. I went there when I was pretty young. Like I was still a teenager when I went to AX for the first time, and I actually was able to go to events. Like the lines weren't, they were terrible, but they weren't bad enough that I couldn't get into the events. And I went to several of them. I went to several of them during 2013 and 2014. In 2014, I went to the Kill la Kill concert and like the whole the Kill la Kill event. And also Terror and Resonance was premiering there. It was like the world premiere of Terror and Resonance, and it was so good. But I like went to multiple events and I stayed in LA for like 3 weeks because I was staying with friends. And I remember during those times, I like binged all of these anime. Like I watched Steins Gate for the first time all the way through. I watched all of Hunter Hunter 2011 all the way through. It was just like this summer of all these new experiences, and it was so cool. like back then, especially because I was a teenager and I was like, this is my first time being on my own, like visiting internet friends, and I did so many cool things, you know. I tried new food. That was how I learned that I love Japanese curry. I had curry for the first time in LA. It was so good. It was so good. Oh, it was so fun. And I went to like some Californian beaches, and I walked around like nice parts of LA, and I got to walk to like these anime stores and the Westminster Mall and stuff like that. It was so neat. Yeah. All right, time to drain the bathtub and we can talk while I dry off. Time to wrap this towel around my head and then wrap the other towel around my body. One second. There we go. What were the beaches like? Well, honestly, when I went, it was like cloudy outside, but it was still hot. Yeah. Nice is doing some heavy lifting. Yeah, I'm no longer wet cheeky. I am now in the middle of drying cheeky. Did my stomach just make a noise? I couldn't tell if that was my stomach or not. That was so scary. That didn't sound like it came from me. I hate the sound of my tub draining. It's so strange. I'm moist, Shiki. Ah. I need to get winter clothes, like some new ones. I realize that I don't have like any jeans. I have one pair of jeans. Honestly, I need to get more long skirts so that I don't have to wear pants. Wet dog smell. I have good wet dog smell. I smell like honey lavender. You live in a warm area? I mean, just a little bit, because I don't have like that many warm clothes. Band pants. It only stays like chilly outside for like 1 or 2 months. And I don't leave my house that much, but it would still be nice to have like more than like two chilly weather outfits, you know? I'm a jean hater. I hate jeans. I hate jeans. It's 56 degrees outside right now. You take that back. I bet you look silly in jeans. I really like this trend of like anime girls where they're only wearing jeans and they cover their boobies with their hands. That's a really nice trend. Freeze warning. We have a, what is it called? We have a red flag warning. Whatever that means. Significant threat to life or property. Red flag warning remains in effect today, area-wide due to critically low relative humidity values combined with gusty north. Oh, so this is like a fire
thing? Oh. So like if a fire starts, it'll be really hard to get out. That is so gross. Please send me several links so that I can make sure to avoid it. How are you having a fire warning in October? I mean, a lot of people here, like, they like do bonfires and burns like twigs and stuff in their backyards here, even though they're not really supposed to. People are very dumb here, you see. What is my mom watching? Is she still watching Yellowstone? People just want to be arson. ESD right now loading the gun to take Shiki out before she posts lewds. So true. Shiki Mama is watching art. Here in CA, we don't have fire warnings. We just assume there's always a fire risk, I see. Wow. I need to buy like a cute sweater. I want a cute sweater and a nice long skirt. I also want new hair ties, like cute hair ties, because my hair is so long now. Tell Shiki Mama we say hi and that I specifically love her. I will, as soon as she wakes up from her nap, because as soon as she left the bathroom, she was like, I'm gonna go take a nap. So I assume that she is down for the count right now. Good morning, Wee. Honestly, especially with Gen 7 joining, I'm surprised they reel you guys in on Twitter at all. Oh my goodness. A long scarf. Ooh. I don't think I've ever like actually worn a scarf. 'Cause I don't think it's ever gotten cold enough to wear one. My mom has a little bit of the heat on, so it's like nice to just sit in my towel. Very nice, very nice. Let's see. Ooh, yesterday, I forgot to mention that after I finished working, I recorded a duet. For a duet with a really cool girl. A really cool girl. I think it'll probably come out sometime in December. Mayhaps. Mayhaps. Yeah. I've never felt comfortable in a scarf. I feel like the material is like itchy a lot of the times. Scarf feels itchy. Self duet, haha, you're silly. A really cool girl isn't me. I wish. Yeah. It's paying a dress. Oh my goodness. But yeah, it's a song that I've always wanted to sing. And then my friend reached out and she was like, I really want to sing with you. And I was like, I really want to sing with you. Do you want to do something in December? And I was like, yeah. I think it'll probably go up on her channel. Don't ruin the surprise. Oh, Well, I could literally fall asleep like this. I like close my eyes for a second, and I was like, "Ooh, that's dangerous. I can't be doing that. I need to put clothes on." Is it a possibility the Prism could possibly come to Anime Central? I would love that. So, how guesting works at conventions is enough guests need to want a certain creator to come out to the convention, so it's on the like fans to email the convention and ask if they can let certain people like guest. Because you know, for cons, it's not up to the guests themselves to like reach out. It's not normally anyway. It's up to the con to reach out to the guest. So enough people need to like message the con and be like, I really want this, I really want that, you know? And then there's a possibility that the con will reach out to us, and then, you know, yeah. So it depends on that, but I really like Anime Central. I actually went about 6 years ago, and it was a fun time. Yeah. I'd really like to go to an American convention. Get those emails ready. Hee Yeah, there needs to be enough demand, because if not enough people want specific guests, then it's a waste of money on the cons side because they pay guests to guest at conventions. Like most of the time, guests do not come for free. They are paid to come there, and they all a lot of like voice actors too, they make most of their income off of con appearances because they'll request a certain amount of money and then they sell like their prints and their signatures, and that's how they make a lot of money. So when COVID happened, a lot of like voice actors like could not pay rent. Yeah. And depending on how in demand the voice actor is, they'll pay them differently. So I think I know a friend of mine, she asked for 5,000 to guest at cons. And not only that, they pay for to fly them out, they pay for their hotel and stuff like that. That's if they're like a physical guest, but for virtual guests, they still need to pay them like appearance fee. And sometimes, you know, they'll hire people to go out and sell like their prints and stuff if they're a virtual guest. Yeah. How much were you guys paid for Cosmania? I cannot reveal that information. Voice actor con signings make more money than their actual voice roles. It is sad. Actors aren't paid enough in general. Actors and writers. It's mainly like voice actors. Voice actors and writers. Sag. Yeah. There's a dog on the TV. I wonder if Pepper is listening. My alarm. Go away. I'll take my medicine after I'm done talking to the occult treats. I guess going to a con for free out of love and passion is a good thing, but a bad business practice. Yeah. Man. And also, like, there is a lot going on with the strike, like, especially with games companies, because there is, like, a list of games where I think if you played them, or even like talked about them, then like voice acting studios would blacklist you. They'd refer to you as a scab. due to the strike. Like, you couldn't play them. I mean, I guess you could play them in, like, your free time, but if you talked about them, if you even said that you're, like, a fan of the games, if you streamed them, you're considered a scab. Yeah. Yeah. And so, like, they blacklist, like, voice actors for that kind of thing. Yeah. It's a little spooky. It's a little spooky. Yeah. I feel like the voice acting scene these days is nothing like it used to be. I don't think that I'd want to do voice acting with the way that the current community is. Yeah. I like just doing it silly on stream these days. I don't think I'd actually want to invest my energy in being a voice actor. Yeah. Would you be willing to do VA work as a part-timer then, as a guest role or cameo? I mean, yeah, if I'm offered something, you know, but I wouldn't want to, like, I don't know. A lot of voice acting, especially in, like, Los Angeles voice acting studios, is very pay to play. It's always been very pay to play. And I just, also in Texas, I don't know. A lot of voice acting, at least when it comes to anime dubbing and games and stuff, it's all very pay to play. It's very hard to get anything without paying a ton for voice acting classes. And then, you know, maybe someone from those classes, maybe the person that's, like, doing the classes is, like, a director. You have to get on, like, a list, and then maybe you'll come in for a walla. And maybe after years of doing that and stuff, maybe you'll be offered a supporting role. And then, you know, then you work your way up. A lot of it is working your way up. A lot of it's working your way up after spending a lot of money. And I don't want to put my energy into that anymore. I thought that I wanted to a really long time ago, but after seeing a lot of things about, like, the voice acting community, I'm just like, I don't know. I lost a lot of, like, inspiration and motivation after, like, seeing how people are, how the industry is, all that. Yeah, I used to want voice acting to be my career when I was, like, 18, but I don't anymore. Not at all. It's just, like, a fun thing to do every so often now. Yeah. But it would be neat if something was offered to me, but I don't think that extending my energy in something that I'm not passionate about necessarily. I think that it would show, and yeah. The VA industry is very clicky. It's extremely clicky. It's extremely clicky, and it's extremely biased. You always gotta know someone, and people always self-cast, or they hire their partner or their best friend. That's how a lot of the voice acting industry is now, which is sad. It is a shadow of what it used to be. Yeah. It's very clicky. It's very clicky. Yeah. It's not like I don't have voice acting, like, industry connections. I do. But I just don't have
I just don't have the motivation or the inspiration anymore for that kind of thing. It used to be like my biggest dream. And I'd enter competitions and stuff like that. And I'd get pretty far. And then I got to see my surroundings and I was like, this is not what I want. Yeah. Is that the entire voice acting industry or just dubbing? I mainly just see it in like dubbing. I very rarely see it, but also like the dubbing industry is also the same as the indie animation industry a lot of the time. I feel like certain games do not have that. I feel like gaming has like a whole other kind of industry feel for it. Like Baldur's Gate is completely different. Baldur's Gate is like completely different kind of like environment, you know? Yeah. Yeah. I'm happy doing what I'm doing now. I do enjoy voice acting, but right now it's just like a hobby kind of thing that I do on streams. And I'm happy doing that. That's where I'm happy. I'm happy when I can make it something that's fun. Yeah. I wanted to be a dinosaur. So true. All right, hold on. I'm gonna mute because I need to pee. I need to pee. I did not forget to mute. I'm gonna wash my hands. To put my clothes on. This is kind of intimate. You get to hear me put my clothes on. Oh no, now I'm shy. You can hear me put my deodorant on. And shirt. There we go. And it's on. All right, guys. I think I'm gonna go for now. It was nice getting to talk to you guys after, not streaming today. I didn't stream yesterday, but I also appeared on co-stream, so I got to do a little something yesterday. But I missed you guys, and I hope that you have a wonderful day. And if I'm able to tomorrow, maybe we can play anime quiz game, but I may not have time. If I do, then I'll do it. If I don't, then I won't. And then, yeah. Well, maybe I'll try to do a few Twitter spaces here and there while I'm not streaming. But this may be the only one, depending on how everything goes. So, I'm gonna head off for now. Thank you for joining my itty bitty little bath space. It was nice talking to you all. Thank you always for supporting me and being so nice to me and keeping me company. Okay, I'm gonna go. Bye bye.